cycling isn't just cycling. It can be cycling or cycling or even cycling. Peloton isn't just one thing. We have classes that will ease you in and classes that'll make you sweat and a range of instructors so you can find your match. Whatever you're in the mood for, we can get you in the zone. See for yourself with a worry-free 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com/home-trial. Terms apply.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. Wendy, very quickly, go ahead and give your promotion again.
Well, sure. We have in our harvest sale, this is our fall sale, and it's 15% off if your basket total is $65 or more. The coupon code is on the homepage. It's just harvest23 if you're checking out online. You could use it over the phone or write it on the order form. So it'll save you some money if you're stocking up on the cold and flu stuff this year.
All right, so if I were...
Do you have a section that just, like, I can go and it'll say cold and flu?
Yeah, you could just hover over the shop herbs, and then your categories drop down, and the first one there is immune boosters. And then they have, and you'll see all of them there. And then there's a category for cleansing, for herb kits. If you want a pandemic kit, you would go under herb kits and select from there.
All right, very good. I've got that pandemic kit, and right now I must have pretty close to 50 bottles of your stuff ready to go. I have all the different things and.
The good thing is, Pastor, you and I have known each other since 2002, and these formulas, ours are a professional-grade formula, so it's what practitioners would use and sell you. That's how we started out. Anyway, 10-year shelf life on your liquid, so you've got some things you can store.
Absolutely. It's good. Right now, with what's happening today, we really need to get a good supply on hand, to have it on hand. You never know when you're going to need it. We did a podcast. Well, last week what I did, an interview with a fellow named Jake Lang. Jake he's been in prison in a dirty D.C. jail out there for more than 1,000 days now. It was a very difficult interview to do for a lot of reasons, but anyhow, we finally got it ready to go, and so we're going to go. He's here. There he is. He's in that dirty jail there in D.C. Just go ahead and take it away, Derek.
Pastor here. Hello.
Hey, Pastor. It's Jake Lang.
Great, Jake. We finally got you. Thank you. Yeah, I could hear you fine.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I could hear some of the people from the prison there. It was the company you could hear talking.
Yeah. You can hear the other prisoners in here, but it's such a blessing to talk to you. We're recording. Just for a quick little background about me, I'm a January 6th political prisoner. I've been locked up for over 1,000 days now without a trial. I have no prior criminal record. I've been denied bond on January 6th. I was credited with saving two people's lives. They've come forward and done court-sworn affidavits, and one of them was a young black man, and that was caught on camera, which has kind of gone, like, you know, crazy viral and whatnot. And since then, I do a lot of ministry in the prisons. It's been a blessing. I've been able to baptize 8 prisoners and 2 other Jan 6ers. Since I've been locked up, I've been moved to 13 different prisons and been able to do Bible studies and stuff all over the country. And I'm 28 years old. I came to prison when I was 25. And that's the quick rundown about me, so you know a little bit about me before we get started.
All right, very good. Well, you know, this is your interview, so what I'm just going to do is just sit back and let you go. I'll ask you some questions like, what are the living conditions like there? I've heard horror stories about the living conditions.
Yeah. Sure. So whenever you're ready, you give a countdown and then do your lead in and whatever, and we'll get started.
I thought you were ready to start.
Your team.
All right. All right, go ahead and start.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, this is Jake Lang. I'm a January 6th political prisoner. Thank you so much for having me on your program tonight. God bless you.
Well, thank you for being here tonight, and God bless you. I understand you've had quite a 1,000-day or over 1,000-day living hell there in that prison. Now, are you in the D.C. jail?
Yeah, yes, I am. I'm sitting here in solitary confinement in the D.C. gulag, as me and all the January 6th political prisoners call this place. I've been here for a while now. I've also been moved to 13 other facilities across America, all the way from Oklahoma to down in Virginia to up in Pennsylvania, federal penitentiary. They've moved me around quite a bit, Pastor, but God's grace was present and definitely sufficient throughout the entire process. So, yeah, it's been 1,000 days, actually 1,000 days and 2 weeks now, and without a trial. So it's been pretty rough ride. Not going to lie.
Okay. Well, tell me, were you arrested on the spot there in D.C.? Did they arrest you there on January 6th, or did they come and get you later?
No, they came and got me 10 days after January 6th. I was arrested on January 16th, 2021. The FBI basically tackled me onto the street corner. I had a broken leg. I was shot on January 6th with a lethal rubber bullet round from the Capitol Police, and I actually was on my way back, limping back from my local church, and they came and about 15 FBI vans surrounded me like I was El Chapo and tackled me onto the ground, and that was my last moment as a free man.
Yeah, that's
3 years ago.
Well, tell us the circumstances of what took place in which you were charged, and what exactly did they charge you with?
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, January 6th, there's been I'm one of about 1,400 January 6th political prisoners, 1,400 persecuted Americans. My charges have gone from – I had four charges, simple charges, when I was first arrested, and they've superseded me three times now. And now I have, I believe, 13 different felony allegation charges, anywhere from really trumped up and overly broad charges like obstruction of Congress, which is a 20-year maximum felony charge. That they charged me and hundreds of other January 6ers with. They've weaponized the law code against us and used this to basically, I mean, just destroy lives. And they also have charged Donald Trump with that. I also have allegations of assault charges on the Capitol Police officers because they were brutally beating and killing unarmed American citizens at the Capitol that day. Four unarmed Americans died, protesters. Ashley Babbitt was shot in the throat. Roseanne Boylan actually was killed in my arms, Pastor. She was trampled and beaten by the Capitol Police. And, you know, after basically Roseanne Boylan was murdered, this unarmed young woman, I had to take up defensive position and defend the other elderly people and women around me using anything I could. And so I got, you know, assault charges or whatever you want to call for defending lives at the Capitol that day. So, and they have a bunch of other charges, entering and remaining in a restricted building. And, you know, there's so many. They're just, it's ridiculous. They're trying to put me away for 15 years, Pastor.
I know. This is pure communism. This is treason. Those people that arrested you committed high treason against the citizens of the United States. And that's so-called.
I believe it.
Yeah, that they is. Those cops were dirty cops. They were dirty. They murdered Ashley Babbitt in cold blood. And that cop, a dirty cop named Byrne, I believe his name was Byrne. He was the one that murdered her.
Yes, Michael. Officer Byrd. Where's his 1,000 days in a gulag in solitary confinement? We didn't kill any officers on January 6th. I don't even think there was any serious injuries, not even one of any officers that have any kind of permanent or any kind of real injury. And yet me and 40 other January 6ers are currently sitting in this jail right now, Washington, D.C., languishing without, like myself, a lot of us haven't even had a trial yet to prove our innocence or face our accusers, Pastor. It goes against all biblical principle. I mean, even God's law says, you know, that you would not be charged unless you're, from at least two or three witnesses. So I haven't had to face my accusers and my witnesses yet. So this is, I mean, all kinds of corrupt in Washington, D.C. This is political
persecution against
conservatives and Christians.
It's absolutely right. It's absolute treason. And let me tell you, you have a whole lot of us out there that are supporting you. And our goal is to every one of those people, every dirty cop there, and all of those that were on that January 6th committee, our goal, if we can get President Trump back in the White House, is to make sure every one of them occupy that dirty jail, including the police chief and the mayor of D.C. that you're in right now. That is our goal, to make sure they occupy that dirty jail, especially Dirty Officer Byrd.
Yes, amen. And, you know, the thing about it is these Capitol Police officers, it's not like your local sheriffs, these guys that come and get your cat out of a tree and stuff. They were willingly and knowingly using police brutality on an unarmed crowd of protesters that were there to stand up for our constitutional right to a free and fair election. And so they were kind of acting as like the Gestapo or the tyrannical arm of the Democrats who were committing a communist coup d'etat inside the Capitol. And so it was really messed up because you had all these freedom-loving, you know, great-spirited, I mean, a large majority, the vast majority, probably 98% Christian Americans that showed up on January 6th to support President Trump and support our constitutional right to a free election. And we end up getting bushwhacked at the Capitol. I mean, they murdered four people.
Yeah, they did. It was a communist coup, just like you said. Nancy Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, all of those were involved. It was a treasonous, it was high treason against God and country right here and against every one of us. And it's because they stole an election and they didn't want that election they stole. They fear getting President Trump back in office. And what they're trying to do is promote. They want to start a civil war here. And if it comes, I'm going to tell you, they're not going to like the end, but that's what they're pushing for. They're pushing for a civil war here in America. And a lot of us are really, really, really getting fed up. I mean, we're really fed up.
I know. It's getting, you know, it's getting to that point where it's like the inflection point, and we really, really need to, you know, seek God and humble ourselves and pray before Him right now that our, you know, political counterparts, that these people, that they're, you know, they repent and they awake to God's word, because, you know, the other alternative is, like you said, they're not going to like that. That's not what anybody wants. You know, America is supposed to be one nation under God, you know, indivisible, not divided. And these, you know, radical Democrats, and they're godless, have taken, you know, Christianity out of everywhere, and godly principles and Jesus Christ's spirit out of the marriage, out of the schools, out of our politics, out of everywhere, and it's really destroying the moral fabric of America. And that's what January 6th is really about. We were there to defend what we, you know, want to be a Christian, godly country, rather than watch it go off the rails to the left and the progressives that are Satanists.
Well, you were there to protest the stolen election, which you had the absolute duty to do. You know, God's word, the Bible, gives us three missions. Mission one is, and first and foremost, is the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Mission two, from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience. You were there in obedience. You were there to resist tyranny. There was a stolen election from tyrants, from anti-God, anti-country, anti-Americans. And so that's why you were there.
Amen.
And so let me tell you, you know, God knows what's going on there. And your persecution will be rewarded. That's your placing of crowns in heaven through the persecution of the very, very completely and totally corrupt deep state.
I appreciate that, and I do feel that there is so much purpose in this struggle that I'm facing, that God has chosen me and chosen all the January Sixers, and He made us and created us for such a time as this. And it's an honor and a grace to be able to suffer for righteousness' sake for His kingdom. And I'm just I'm grateful to be an American patriot and, you know, take up this mantle and, you know, walk with the torch of liberty for all my fellow Americans. And, you know, I just want all the Americans out there that are listening tonight, you know, to heed Pastor's words that, you know, when you are standing against tyranny in any form, that you are doing God's will. And, you know, this tyranny that is afoot in America right now is one of the most dangerous kinds. It's like the same tyranny that they have going on in China, where once it settles in, the population becomes sheep and they become controlled, and it's very hard to shake those chains off. And so rather than get there, let's stand together now and stand under the banner of God and make sure that we don't end up in a police state, in some despotic, you know, autocratic regime. So I'm calling on you guys from a prison cell. Please get active, get, you know, get in your local town boards and your central committees in the Republican Party and bring God.
You have 1 minute remaining.
All right, Jake,
back into every single facet.
You must send me this. You can send this conversation to my phone, can you not?
Yes, I can, brother, and I want to also tell the American people, if they want to support the January Sixers, we have a website set up to become a commissary sponsor, a monthly commissary sponsor, which matters so much. You guys can go to sponsorj6.com and help us out. That's sponsorj6.com, and it's a huge blessing, and we appreciate it. We're very grateful. And I'm grateful to you, Pastor. Thank you so much for having me on, brother.
Jake, you've got an open invitation to come on here. Whenever you need to come on here, let me know. You've got my phone number.
Yes, thank you so much. God bless you and your ministry, and keep on fighting a good fight, my friend.
God bless you. We'll hold you up in prayer. We really will, nationwide.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, we'll take this country back. All right, Amen. Love you, brother. God bless. Love you, audience.
Thank you for using Global Tellink.
All right, very, very good. We are back, and I can tell you there was a lot of difficulties in setting this thing up as far as the communication going, and obviously we had started recording because they turned the phones off. We needed to get access through the prison phones, but then through another phone at the same time, and what happened was, They shut the phones off so he couldn't call in live, so I had to record it, and it was very difficult. So, anyhow...
I'm surprised they let him get on the radio that long.
Well, yeah, there's something to that, too. So, what's happened in the past... You know, we've been in the prison ministry for 50 years, and you know what's happened when we've had other inmates that have called... And, boy, I'm going to tell you, we've had some here in Ohio, because we had a death row inmate calling just before his execution. He called into the program. He was allowed to make a phone call, and the corrections officer handed him the phone and stood outside his cell while he called live on the radio here. When they found out that he called live on the radio here, even though the corrections officer handed him the phone, me being his pastor of record for all of those years, they denied me to be at his side when they killed him.
Wow.
And so, again, we have, and that caused a major grift here, and this is one of the reasons that the Ohio Department of Corrections is having such hard time getting people employees. They don't have a good reputation because... I mean, it's just, we're living in that day that the Bible talks about, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and Romans 1, the time of the sorrows. The corruption is unbelievable. I mean, the corruption in our, and I've watched this over the last 50 years, I've watched it deteriorate and become worse and worse and worse. And every institution that the Democrats are in charge of now has become totally lawless. And it's not just the Democrats. Wherever you have rhinos and what's happening, we warn people about that. Democrats are running in primaries as Republicans now to infiltrate the Republican Party and destroy it from within, too. And when it comes to their tyranny, their treason, you see them in our Congress in lockstep. No matter how evil it is, they're always in absolute lockstep, the Democratic Communist Party. So there you go. That's what's happening there.
Well, it reminds me, a while back we talked about there was an interview with Biden, and they asked if this reporter asked if he was serious about running for another term. And he answered he was sure about seeking re-election, quote, because he wanted to seize the opportunity to usher in an era of world peace. I'm thinking of the war in Ukraine, the Middle East blowing up, threats from Turkey to join in, Iran making threats. I thought that was so ironic. He wanted to usher in an era of world peace, and he's ushering in war around the world. And like we always say, the left always does the opposite of what they tell you they're going to do.
Yeah, they always
this
do.
This is a perfect example, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, since he's been in office, look, right now they're just I think today you had a federal judge put a stop, an injunction against the Bidens, because remember what he's telling you? I mean, they've been telling you out there that we're going to start clamping down and restricting the border. He's been telling you that. And yet they're cutting.
For a long time.
Yeah, they're cutting out the concertina wire that Texas has put out to keep the people out of Texas, to keep them from illegals coming in. And Biden's having his Border Patrol agents is cutting all the concertina wire so they can come in.
Yeah, they even brought a heavy equipment in and lifted up an entire section of wire and let all the people come in underneath. They just lifted it up with a bulldozer, forklift, something. And, we're doing everything we can to stop it, and then they're doing just exactly the opposite. I wonder when people will finally get that through their thick heads that the left does the opposite of what they tell you.
Well, here you've got Mariakas. This guy has lied under oath, lied under oath, lied under oath, and lied under oath. Now, we don't have a Justice Department to prosecute these people. Merrick Garland is the most corrupt attorney general in the
attorney
history.
General, yeah.
He is the most corrupt. There's no one that's even come as close to him. And that is really saying something, because we've had some bad ones in there, okay? But this guy sits there and he lies under oath over and over and over because he's not going to prosecute himself. Now, that's why it is so important to get Trump back in office. If Trump's back in office, Trump can use the military to clean this mess up, okay? And this is why they are so afraid. This is why Hillary said, if he gets back in, we're all going to hang. This is why Joe Obama Biden said, now, when have you ever heard in the history of this country where a political candidate has said he's going to stop, that he's not going to let his opponent run for office? And this is what Biden came right out and said, I'm going to keep him. I've got to stop him. I've got to stop my, he's my political opponent. I've got to stop my political opponent.
Stop him, yeah.
So, in other words, once
he told the truth.
Right. You've got the corruption is so bad there in New York. You've got these corrupt judges. You've got these corrupt judges that have declared Trump guilty before there's ever a trial. When have you ever heard of such a thing, to declare the man guilty, Dushchukin, and that before? When have you ever heard attorney generals running on a platform of going after a political adversary, a political opponent, to take him down? They run on a platform of that.
Never. The answer to both questions is never. That's why all of this has got to be overturned. All these cases have got to be overturned by the time they get to the Supreme Court. There's no way any of this could stand in the Supreme Court.
Well, they're trying to get a conviction on Trump, and they think, first of all, they're trying to totally, again, pervert the 14th Amendment. You've got that corrupt judge there in Denver who does not have enough honor, enough integrity, enough decency to recuse herself from this case that they're hearing about taking Trump off the ballot, okay? Her Judge Sarah Wallace. Judge Sarah Wallace does not have enough decency to recuse herself, even though she's made it very, very clear.
Pastor Ernie, only our side does things like that. Only Republican judges recuse themselves. I can't remember in the past several years of a single Democrat judge recusing themselves for any reason.
No, you can't. And
we've done a lot of radio, and I can't remember one time doing a story about a Democrat. Now, maybe it did happen somewhere, but if it did, it's an anomaly.
Well, and just like here's an article here. Congress urges Biden to stop sending U.S. tax dollars to Hamas terrorists. This is an article by Bob Unruh, okay, from the World News Daily. American tax dollars have long gone to Gaza, where Hamas is the government, leading many to question whether U.S. actually funding the organization's terrorism. Of course there's funding the terrorism. We've been telling you that for a long time.
We've given them, close to $20 billion, and then we've allowed them to sell their oil. That's another $70 or $80 billion, so we've really given them about $100 billion right through Iran, and all that money goes to really fund the wars on terror, funding Hezbollah and Hamas and the Islamic Jihad.
Well, and now Biden just recently said he wants to send another $100 million in aid to Gaza, even though we know that it goes directly to Hamas.
His people have even admitted it. Some of the people in the Biden administration have said, they know that some of it will go to Hamas, but they still have to do it for the people. Hamas has never cared about the people. We know that they take their people and they put them out as human shields. We know that they have not block their people from going to the safe zone. Israel set up a safe zone. And I've got headlines, Bob Unruh, World News Daily, 26th of October. And he said the people there in Gaza said as they tried to flee into the safe zone that Israel set up, that the terrorists were blocking them and started shooting at the people to make sure they didn't go to the safe zone. So in other words, at gunpoint, they were actually shooting. Doesn't say if they hit people or not, but they shot at them. And so the citizens, the people in Gaza, cannot go to the safe zone, and they're set back. And what do? They use them for human shields. They've been doing this kind of thing for what now, 30, 40 years that you and I have been, reporting?
Well, it's even gotten worse than that. Israel has been dropping leaflets telling them, get out of the city, leave the city, get out of there, and take the South Road, Well, the problem of that now the South Road is lined up with Israeli tanks, and so the people can't go there either now, okay?
Well, that's because they gave them couple of weeks to get out, and Hamas is the one that blocked them from getting out.
Yeah, I know.
Not
but now,
the Jews. The roads are blocked because of Hamas.
Yeah, I know. So right now, and again, you're right, they want a lot of human casualties. That's all they want. They want a lot of civilian casualties.
Right, because they use it for propaganda. That's why they put their launch missiles from the back of people's homes, from daycare centers, from schools, from mosques.
They have complete
command and control.
They have built complete underground cities under the major hospitals. Complete underground cities under there.
Their command and control is under the biggest hospital there in the city of Gaza.
Yep, absolutely. All right, hang tight. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot more.
I feel so
so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk the streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. Gaining treasure, preaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginning. I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints are. Did you, it sounded on my end like I was getting a lot of static. How does it sound to you guys?
I didn't hear any static.
Didn't get the static. I got just big weakness, had to turn up my volumes to hear you.
Okay. All right. There you go. I just had to find out. All right. Wendy, everybody always wants to talk to Wendy, so we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls here. At 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, we can only take a few phone calls. We don't have much time left, but an evil offender gets knocked out by his victim in Nevada courtroom after receiving a sentence with no jail time. A 29-year-old Nevada man who was sexually abused by an evil pedophile as a child, knocked out his tormentor, so-called, after a so-called Democratic, well, they didn't use the word Democrat, I put that in, Democratic judge, gave, who else would do that but a Democrat?
Yeah, who else would do that?
Gave the sick man a sentence with no jail time, no jail time at all. So, well, there you go. What do you expect?
I've got a question for Wendy, if she can take one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw where the FDA approved a $12,000 cancer treatment using sound waves to disintegrate tumors. They say it's a painless alternative to radiation and chemo, but the trouble is it's very, very expensive using sound waves. Have you seen any other info on that, how well it's doing?
Well, it sounds like they took a page out of Edgar Rice's research. He had the Rice machine, which was frequencies that destroy mm-hmm. cancer cells. Yeah. So.
Let me tell you about that Rice machine, okay? As you know, I had surgery on my shoulder last spring, got a whole replacement and everything. Well, due to that, I had quite a bit, especially in damp weather, and that a lot of pain actually from. All the way from my collarbone down, halfway down my arm there. And what happened was one of the ladies in the church, Marie's, got one of those machines. Mm-hmm. And she came right there to my office, hooked that thing up on me. And guess what? When I was finished, and I mean, I had quite a bit of pain. The pain was gone, and it lasted that way for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, there's frequencies that, King David, I think, knew a little bit of something about frequencies because he had his harp or whatever it is, his instrument he played on, was made of a different wood than everybody else's, and it gave a different frequency. And if you remember, I think the Bible said that he was the only one that could play and that would soothe the evil within King Saul, wasn't it?
King Saul, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they figured out frequencies can have some healing benefits, and there was this documentary I saw probably last year. It was a guy that went around all over the world, and he would show people where the pyramids were. They were kind of, overgrown and looks just like a hill. But he could pick them out based on the dimensions, and they start excavating. And there was one in South America that they were excavating, and they found the door to this pyramid. And they went in this door, and inside it looked like a lobby with stone benches and stuff. And they dug some more. It looked like the pyramid had been intentionally put down. Maybe they were being invaded, they didn't know, and the people didn't want the pyramid. Anyway, the long and short of what they suspected it was, they suspected it was a hospital based on the frequencies inside the corridors. They brought in a frequency guy, and he said it has perfect pitch in here, and he says so does the
Giza pyramid. We'll go with Walt first.
Yeah, okay. So the Giza pyramid has the same thing. But anyway, long and short is they brought in some people that had some underlying health conditions like diabetes and stuff, and they had them sit in this pyramid with these frequencies kind of echoing and bouncing around, and they were in there a half hour, and then there was an exit door on the other side, so it was almost like you entered one place and you exited the other. And when they tested them after they got out, a lot of people had their health conditions improved just by being in there a half hour.
I wasn't in a pyramid, but it worked the same in my office. We're going to go out to Arizona and talk to Walt out in Arizona. Hey, Walt.
Howdy. Yeah,
howdy.
I got a question for Wendy, and then I have a question for you, Pastor Sanders.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Wendy, what herbs should I take for... Well, my PSA went up a little bit or whatever. Is there anything you can take for prostate?
Well, I can't give medical advice, Walt, but there are some herbs that can help nutritionally to feed the endocrine system, and your endocrine system makes the hormones that are right for you. So we call them the male herbs, and we have all of them in a product called the Prostate Kit, and it's designed to cleanse and nourish the prostate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so are those capsules, or is that a tea, or what?
It's a combination of a tea and a tincture. If you have internet access, you can actually read the reviews from the men that have used the product.
Okay. And what's that website again?
It's The Power Herb, The, T-H-E, Power, P-O-W-E-R, Herbs, H-E-R-B-S, .com.
Okay. Okay, great. I'll get in touch with her.
Okay.
I'll give you a phone number there, too. Write the phone number down.
All right.
It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663.
Got it. Okay, thank you. What was that fellow's name that's in jail there in D.C. again?
Jake Lane. Jake Lane.
Okay. And do you remember that website or where to call to contribute to? It was called sponsorj6.com. Was that it?
Yeah, sponsorj6.com.
Okay. All right. Good enough. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Have a good day. Let's go out to... Well, let's go to New York. Hey, we have Clifford. What is it? Hey, Clifford?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll get to my question, but it is interesting in James chapter 1, verse 4, it says that you may be perfect and entire. Now, I didn't pick up that second word, entire, the last 50 times I read through James chapter 1, which is interesting. That's kind of strange. So my question for Wendy is, what would be a herb that you or two that you'd recommend for mental performance where your mental acuity might be somewhat improved? And, you know, now that, for example, in New York they're having the marathon this coming weekend, and hopefully nothing will happen with that, with all the stuff's going on, but say someone was running a marathon and preparing, would there be something you'd recommend for that?
Well, a lot of athletes do a lot of meditation and stuff before they go into a competition, and that's awfully helpful where you get your mind set and calm. But for clarity purposes, you know, for cognitive action, you've heard the herb ginkgo biloba, and people use that for improved memory, feeling sharp and alert, and that kind of thing. The thing is you got to get the ginkgo to the brain area for it to work well. So you want to pair it with rosemary. At least that's what we do here. This is what us herbalists do. We pair it with rosemary and a circulatory herb. We like really hot cayennes, and maybe even ginger. If you can't get ginger, if you can't get a cayenne, use a ginger. So those are the things that I would tap into if I needed some clarity.
Okay. All right. And also for skin, what would you recommend for people, skin and nails? Yeah, I know someone that says she has a problem with her nails and you know, kind of brittle. Would you recommend something for that?
We actually have a handout on nails, actually, on some of the things that you could see, how the conditions of your nails can actually indicate a health issue. So we have it's free. If anybody wants one, they can call or email us, and we can send that out to you. And then in there, it'll show you the herbs you can use. But one of my big things for improving nail health is a plant-based calcium. That's the first thing you notice if you take plant-based calcium. Your nails get stronger, and your hair gets better, and your skin improves, and things like that. So plant-based calcium will have calcium, but it also has boron and magnesium because you need those other elements for the uptake so the body can use the calcium. So if you want really healthy nails, instead of an animal-based calcium, I would go with plant-based.
Right.
Plants like horsetail, oat straw, those kind of herbs, if you're looking at herbs, leafy green vegetables, oranges, anything that has calcium is automatically going to have boron and magnesium with it.
Okay, okay, I'll tell her that. Okay, Wendy, thanks. Okay, appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
All right,
okay,
thank
bye.
You. Bye now. How much time do I have, Derek? All right, we've got just about enough time for Joe to give an invitation. Are you ready for that, Wendy?
I'm ready.
All right.
And I'm ready. I was, one of the hymns we played at church a couple of weeks ago, Faith is the Victory. And in that hymn, it talks about some of the weapons and the defense mechanisms the Lord had put on the armor of God. In the hymn, it's telling the Christian soldiers to rise up and run to the battle and press the battles ere the night. And as you go along through the hymn, it says, our banner over us is love. Our sword is the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith, they like a whirlwind's breath swept over every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Conquer death, the Lord our Savior conquered death. He conquered much more than just death. But by his rising from the grave, he gave us the opportunity to have everlasting life. And as I read through this hymn, again, it says, on every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array, let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray, salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread and echo with our shouts. Faith is the victory over death. And we know as born-again believers, we will be resurrected. We will have that resurrection where we will meet our Lord and be given a new glorified body, and we will dwell with Christ forever in glory in his heaven. But the only way you can get there is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And to do that, you have to call upon the Father and confess that you are a sinner, a miserable sinner, and that you need a Savior, and that you repent, a heartfelt repentance, because it was your sins that put Christ on that cross. Your sins, my sins, everybody's sins. He would have gone to the cross to save one of us. So he died a substitutionary death that we can accept his offer is everlasting life, becoming a child of the kingdom. So when we repent, we're forgiven by the Father, and we can call upon Jesus to be Lord of our life, all of our life. But we have to do it without reservation, hesitation. We have to make him numero uno, number one in our lives. And yes, that sounds hard to do, but once you've done it, it really isn't that hard, because he will then accept you into the kingdom. You will become a son or daughter of the living God. You will become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life, and you become this new creation, and you grow slowly in knowledge and love of the Lord and understanding. Your strength, your faith strengthens, you mature, and the longer you live, the stronger. Physically, you may get older and weaker, but spiritually, you get stronger. And this is the way that God has set, because God said the wages of sin are death. And the only way, we can't pay that debt, that sin debt. Only Christ and what he did for us on the cross can pay that debt. And Jesus himself said real simply, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. We can't get to God without Christ. We can't receive salvation without him. And he says in John 1, But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We get the spiritual rebirth when the Lord Jesus gives us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That is our down payment on everlasting life, and that is when all the good things happen. And that's when, what Pastor Ernie and I, we say, that's when you become a born-again believer. That's your spiritual baptism. Your water baptism is your going out to the world to make your confession. You are now, your testimony, you are now a follower of Christ. You, by baptizing, go under, symbolize dying in Christ, rising with Christ, and you're telling the world that now you're taking the name of your Father. You have become a Christian. And no one that I know has ever regretted becoming a born-again believer. I haven't met one yet. And all of this is free, right? We couldn't pay for it. We couldn't earn it. All the money in the world couldn't buy it. It is a gift. And it's a gift because our Father in heaven loves us that much that he wants us to be there with him in eternity, forever, and in a place where there are no sorrows, no pain, no suffering. And the gift is absolutely free, but in Romans 6:23 says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. It's the biggest decision you will ever, ever make in your life. Right, Pastor?
Absolutely, Joe. You know, again, God's Word, the Bible, doesn't stutter.
No.
It is the ultimate source of authority. If you could only get that around, you know, sometimes I've thought if there was only a way we could get that into people's minds so that they would understand what a horrible, horrible thing it is to come short of the glory of God, what a horrible thing it is to die in your sin.
Yeah.
it's like there's something missing. It's like people, they've got this block here in their minds. They can't get it. And it is so horrible to die in your sin. Not only what a horrible thing it is to miss heaven, glory. They've got no idea what that's like. It's far beyond anything you can imagine. But the opposite effect, the torments of hell. I mean, you know, forever. It's just beyond belief that people, well, you know, the Lord Jesus, the first time he went out to preach publicly, he said, repent or perish, repent or perish. John the Baptist said, repent or perish.
The message has never changed, has it?
No, it hasn't. You go all the way back to Noah, 120 years. And this is what we're trying to do. People say, well, you know, you're hateful when you preach against the sin of sodomy, when you preach against LGBTQ. No, if we were hateful, we would say, go ahead and continue in your sin. And
yeah,
spend,
wallow in your sin because you'll pay the price.
Spend,
but we care enough to warn them, right?
Right. When this is what we're trying to do. All right, we're out of time. So we got to say good night. God bless. And always, 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 let's do it. Keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather
peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.